This is day 9 of the very intense heat above 95 degrees. We've got another couple of days just like it, maybe even worse. And we are suffering as well as our lawns and gardens in all this kind of intense heat. Joining us live, WTOP's garden editor Mike McGrath, our Friday yard warrior. Mike, I guess what we want to hear from you is that it looks worse than it really is. Does it?
Yes, for many people it is. This depends on what kind of a garden and what kind of a lawn you have. I live in a very rural area. I have to fight shade, so I'm having one of my best seasons ever. I'm getting enough sun and enough heat. People who have full sun gardens, they need to be watering deeply for hours at a time, two or three times a week. They need a cooling mulch on the soil. Conversely, lawns that are in full sun that are well maintained are doing okay. Lawns near trees are really suffering because the trees are demanding any moisture in the ground, and it's almost impossible to keep those lawns watered right now.
What about vegetable gardens? Any different from flower gardens?
The tomatoes are actually fairly heat-sensitive plants. Everyone with a tomato patch is seeing their plants wilt at the heat of the day, and it's terrifying them. And they can relax. That's perfectly normal. You'd be wilting, too, if you were standing out there in the broiling sun all day. The sign that the tomatoes are fine is that they perk up overnight and they look fine in the morning. But do make sure there is a 2-inch organic cooling mulch on the surface of the soil. Because when you water, if you don't have a nice mulch of shredded leaves, pine straw, pine fine, something like that, that moisture just goes back into the air within hours. Nice mulch keeps the roots cool and keeps the moisture in.
Mike, in the really cold weather, sometimes we put a nice little blankie over our garden stuff. Does it make any sense at all to put some kind of heat shielding above our gardens?
It makes a tremendous amount of sense. Now you're moving to the professional level. If you go to garden centers or nurseries, you'll see they have these big swaths of what's called shade cloth protecting their plants. And yes, you are right on the money. If you can rig up some afternoon shade that puts your plants in the cool and keeps the sun off them after about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, that would be a total mitzvah for your tomatoes and your peppers.
All right, Mike McGrath, our Friday yard warrior and our garden editor. So you're at the professional level now.
I know. Can you believe that? Usually he's berating me.
Sounds like at least another $1,000.
I do good works, too.